需要祷告。
So we view this as a special category in our offering.
我们把这个呢也列作我们啊、这个奉献的单独一项。
So if you have a burden, please, when you offer and just mark, you can mark a kitchen or building, and then the serving saints will know to put it put this offering into this category.
当你在写奉献信封的时候，可以写啊、厨房或者是施工。
Amen. Praise the Lord.
啊，那那没主。
Praise the Lord, saints. So in the announcements, we all heard that there's going to be an English-speaking gospel meeting this coming Saturday.
Amen.
So I appreciate the clarification that this is not just a gospel meeting for the saints who are meeting in District C.
这不仅仅是一个英文区的聚会，这乃是全教会的聚会。
But this is a church-wide gospel meeting.
Yes.
Amen. That is conducted in English. So maybe I could ask if you could just raise your hands. If you understand English and if you speak English, can you raise up your hand?
Amen.
Okay, so that means you're all invited.
Hallelujah.
And then more so...We really encourage you all to invite your neighbors, your co-workers, your friends, your family who speak English. I really appreciated this morning at the Lord's Table meeting when we sang 1232, the last stanza. It says, Now we're one His purpose to fulfill.
Amen.
As the one new man of His plan.
Amen.
Unto Him be glory in the church.
Amen.
And in Jesus Christ forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
早晨我们在唱诗的时候，我实在是敬拜主。我们在主的计划里面，在主的经文里面是一。
Amen. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, you know what, or should I say, who will fulfill God's purpose? It's the one new man.
Amen. Amen.
弟兄姊妹们，谁能够完成神的经纶呢？那就是一个新人。
Amen.
And if we see from the verses actually taken from Colossians 3:11, we see that Paul says that there cannot be Jew or Greek.
如果我们读圣经的话，就知道保罗在他的书信里讲，我们里面不能有希利尼人，也没有犹太人。
Amen.
No circumcision, uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free man, but Christ is all in all.
Amen.
没有受割礼啊，受割礼的或未受割礼的，也没有为奴的或者自主的，我们都是在一个新人里。
Amen.
So this means that in the church, as the one new man, there's no distinction in culture, in language.In social classes, but we need to have Christ as the one who's all in all.
Amen.
So as a church, we really have a burden to preach the gospel to all the nations, especially the ones in our surrounding community.
所以我们有负担传万邦的福音，特别的为着住在居住在我们周围的这些人传福音。
And we really hope and we look to the Lord that all the saints could bear this burden together.
我们仰望主，盼望所有的弟兄姊妹们都能拿起这个负担。
Amen.
To finish, I really just like to read this portion of the ministry. And maybe Chen Shu, you could just summarize for me. So this is from. The book, The Vision, Type, and Practice of the Building Up of the Church. And this was given by Brother Lee in 1959. And so I'll read one paragraph, and if you could just summarize. Brother Lee says, In order to be coordinated with the saints in the church, we first need to deal with our inclination to be with our fellow countrymen. The prominent characteristic of this inclination is language, which is a problem to building up. A brother from Shangtung province is drawn closer to another brother who speaks the same dialect. Suppose there are four elders in a locality and three are from Fuchao. During the elders' meeting, the three from Fuchao might speak in their dialect at a crucial juncture in their fellowship, leaving the other elder out of the fellowship. After the three discuss the issue in their dialect, they might use Mandarin to summarize their conclusion with the elder who does not understand their dialect. In this situation, there is no way for these elders to be built up. The inclination to be with one's fellow countrymen is an indication that a person has not been dealt with and has not learned a lesson. The body of Christ is the new man where there cannot be Jew or Greek.
Amen.
We must see that human distinctions must be eliminated in order to have the building up of the body.
Amen. 所以在李弟兄在1959年给出的一篇信息里面讲到，我们与这个我们与我们说同样语言的人有一个倾向，就是我们常常愿意与这样的人聚集在一起。这个倾向必须在主面前受对付。在一个势力中，一个教会有4位长老，其中3位来自一个地区，他们用当地的方言交通，将另外一位留在外面，不知道他们交通什么。这样的实行就严重的妨碍了教会身体的建造。这样的表显说明我们在这个人的天性上面没有受过对付，并且我们还没有学习到真正的功课。所以我们需要为着这个教会的建造，特别的叫我们在这个语言和文化上面受对付，不叫这一个成为我们建造的拦阻。
Two more paragraphs. An inclination to be with fellow countrymen that cannot be broken will become an obstacle that prevents the church from being built up. Although a sister may know how to pray and read the Bible, her inclination to be with her fellow countrymen makes it hard for her to be built up with other saints. We are all brothers and sisters, but when we exhibit an affinity for our fellow countrymen, we are tearing down instead of building up. We should not have any distinctions in the house of God or in the body of Christ. If we have learned a lesson in this matter, we would rather be slightly cold toward those who are our fellow countrymen and warm towards those who are not. Our relationship with the saints is not based on compatriotism. It is in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. 所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们只倾向于跟我们说同样语言或者同样国籍的圣徒聚集在一起的时候，其实我们并不是在建造基督的身体，反而我们乃是在做拆毁的工作。所以我们甚至在实行里边，我们需要多一点别国的圣徒有多一点的亲近，对这个自己同国的圣徒可能有稍微减少一点太过多的接触，这样子的话我们就能被建造在一起，并且我们中间就不会再因着这个语言和文化有所差别。
Amen. The last paragraph. Our meetings are divided by language for the convenience of communication. However, while we are taking advantage of this convenience, we should never approve of the distinction of languages.
Right.
In the church, there cannot be Jew nor Greek. That is, there cannot be Mandarin, Taiwanese, the Fuchao dialect, or the Shantung dialect. Although we speak a certain language for the convenience of communication, we are not building up the testimony of a particular language.
That's right.
We are building up the testimony of the body of Christ.
Amen.
所以在我们的聚会中，就像使徒保罗说的，没有希利尼人，也没有犹太人。所以在我们当中，也不应该有台湾人，不应该有中国人，不应该有美国人。我们所做的见证不是各个地方语言种族的见证，我们所做的见证乃是基督身体义的见证。
Amen.
I think this message speaks for itself. I'll stop here. I think some other brothers would want to add.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I call Brother Shepherd's fellowship. I want to emphasize this again. This gospel meeting is a church-wise gospel meeting.
我想再强调，这个福音聚会乃是全教会的福音聚会。
The reason I want to say that because I have a couple of fellowship with the saints in the past week, and I mentioned about this gospel meeting. Actually, a lot of saints think this is an English district gospel meeting.
所以一周之前呢，我跟很多的弟兄都有交通，但是很多弟兄仍然以为这个仅仅是英文区的福音聚会。
我想再强调一下，这是全教会的福音聚会。这是跟我们同时的福音聚会是一样的。
I want to emphasize that this is a church-wide gospel meeting. This is the same as the regular gospel meetings that we hold church-wide.
So there is no speaking sense, no Chinese speaking sense.
Amen.
We all invite.
Amen. 在这里我们没有说英文的圣徒，我们也没有说中文的圣徒，我们都被邀请来参加。
Amen.
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 Now we have this space. So hopefully next week, so Saturday, We all come here enjoy the love feast.
Amen. 希望下周六的时候我们都可以来这里来享受爱宴。
Amen. Give a strong testimony of this gospel meeting.
要给这个福音聚会有强的见证。
Amen. Hallelujah. Now I want to mention a little bit. Next thing I want to mention is the services.
Amen. 下面我想要讲的是关于服事的。
I mentioned a little bit, right? There are many services need to be taken care of for the gospel meeting.
为了这个福音聚会，我们有许多的服事。
As a normal case, okay, I want to say that again, a regular gospel meeting.
对，作为一个正常的、常规的全教会的这个福音聚会。
Last week we have a conference with the brothers talking about the service. I list about like 16 items.
在上周我们交通的时候，我们列了有16项的服事。
Yeah.For example, I just mentioned a little bit, right? The hymn leading, usher service, receptionist, cleaning, children's service, food service, printing materials, they all need to be taken care of.
举例来说啊，我们有这个领诗歌的，有这个接待的，有这个饭食的啊，有这个打印的，明白？
And hopefully, if you are being asked for the services,
如果我们请你来参加这样的服事
what do you say?
Amen.
At least everyone has one item for the service.
每一位都至少有份一项的服事。
What is that? It's prayer.
Amen.
哪样服事是祷告的服事。
Amen. That's my burden.
Amen.
I'm fine with my burden. Amen.
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 有邀请函吗？ Do we have the invitation checked?
Yes.
We do, right?
Yes.
Amen.
Okay, praise the Lord. There is also invitation pamphlet.
感谢主，这是我们邀请的单张。
Amen. I just echo and amen what brothers of fellowship. This is a great opportunity for the gospel, and this gospel is the power of God.
Amen. 这是我们福音的绝好的机会。福音乃是神的大能。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
For this unprecedented event.
像一些史无前例的哈，
Amen. Maybe I'll just add on. Yeah, unprecedented. That's probably the right statement.
说史无前例呢是正确的。
You know, we had English gospel meetings before, but for the most of the time, I think this is pretty much initiated by the District C or the English speaking saints.
我们以前有很多的英文聚会，那通常呢都是由英文区的弟兄姊妹来发起的。
Right. So, but this time, the brothers really had a burden that this is the preaching gospel. There should be no distinguish between the languages.
那这次呢，弟兄们有一个真正的负担，就是在传福音的事上，我们不应该有任何语言的分别。
Right. It's just happened that it is conducted in English.
之所以用英文来进行呢，只是一个偶然。
Right. This is for the convenience of the English-speaking gospel friends or any gospel friends that can handle English.
这仅仅是为了说英文的福音朋友的方便，或者是为了所有能够听懂英文的福音朋友。
So that pretty much covers everyone, right?
基本上就是
everyone in this country. I think they should be able to handle English. You know,
基本上包括了在这个国家的所有的人。
Right. So definitely. I mean.In the past few months, in campuses, we have contacted many friends, right? Some are native English speakers, right? Some are not native, but they can handle English, right? So those are all our target, right?
在我们过去几个月里，我们在校园里面接触了许多的这个学生跟朋友，有的些是本地的，有些不是本地的，都可以说英文，所以他们都是我们的目标。
So saints, we need to, I think we add on to one.Extra list to brothers' service list, right? I think very important list is this invitation.
So we 要在这个弟兄的服事清单上再加上一项，就是邀请的服事。
Amen. We all need to go out and invite. You know, the ones who speak English, the ones who can handle English.
我们都需要出去来邀请人，是讲英文的，或者至少是能懂得英文的。
Amen. So, I truly, with this burden, saints.Let's all be part of it.
我实在是有同样的负担，弟兄姊妹，我们一同有份。
Amen.
Amen.
所以感谢主啊！主在28:19说：“你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。” Amen.
24, the Lord says in chapter 28:19, so you shall go and disciple all nations.
Amen.
所以我们感谢主给我们这次机会，希望我们每个人呢都答应这样的呼召，都能够去邀请，都能够出去探访，都能够发福音当章，在这里与主配合，让这主在这里要得着万邦的人。
Amen.
All the saints can pick up this burden and invite your friends and neighbors and send out the invitation tracts.
因为在圣经里面说，传福音、报喜讯的人，他们的脚中是何等的佳美。
Amen.
Amen. Because in the Bible it says peace and rejoice be to those who preach the gospel.
Amen. Amen. 但是我们都很害怕出去传福音，因为这是一个征战，所以就需要很多弟兄们、弟兄姊妹们一同摆上我们的祷告。
Amen.
但是特别有个很鼓励我们的话的是，流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
Amen.
Amen. But one thing we need to understand, sometimes we are afraid of preaching gospel because this is a warfare.
Amen.
So we need to offer our prayers.
Amen.
And there is also a promise in the Bible saying that those who sow the seed,they will harvest in joy.
Amen.
I think the burden is very clear.
Amen.
Amen. Brothers, we are in one accord. Amen. We are in one new man.
Amen. Amen.
Preach the gospel in one new man.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我想负担很清楚了，我们就是要在同心合意的里面，在一个新人里来传福音。
我 also want to address to our young people, you should and you can.Invite your friends.
Amen.
Gospel meeting.
Amen.
我特别想对我们的青少年说，你们是可以的，你们也应该来啊，这个邀请你们的朋友来参加我们的福音聚会。
This is also a wonderful opportunity. Invite not only your friends, also their family.
Amen.
这也是一个很好的机会，不仅可以邀请你们的朋友，还可以邀请你们朋友的家人。
Amen. And all of us need to pray for this coming churchwide.Gospel meeting conducted in English.
我们都需要为着要来的全教会英文的福音聚会有祷告。
And most important, we also need to invite.
最重要的是我们要去邀请。
I think we all have neighbors, we all have co-workers, we all have friends and relatives, right?
我想我们都有邻居，我们也都有同事，还有这个亲戚。
And they all speak English.
他们都可以说英文。
So we do have, I think we are still printing, we will have enough copies for you to distribute before you go today. Do bring some and go distribute the gospel tract.
我们现在也还在打印，在走的时候呢，会有足够的这个福音单章，请你们拿上。
And we will send out a electronic copy to you.
Amen.
我们同样会发电子版的给大家。
I think it will look even more colorful.
电子版会更加彩色，多彩色的。
And you can edit on it too, right? You can leave your own contact info in that electronic copy.
你们也可以在电子版上的写上自己的联系方式。
And may the Lord be with us.
Amen. This is
study.
Amen.
For the preaching of His gospel.
Amen. 我们在传福音的事上。Amen.
Amen.
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 我是想那个，但是你知道我站起来是要讲什么，对不对？就是要跟你们讲
什么
的事情。
You know what I'm talking about when I stand up? It's about the food.
昨天我们有一点交通，就是关于你知道我们要传这个万般的福音嘛。那我们知道我们中国人在一起，我们这个诗就是包罗万有，是很精彩的。但是我就是想要提醒弟兄姊妹一下有一些东西我们可能可以做他们会很喜欢比如说虽然 Thanksgiving 还没到，你烤个火鸡啦你烤个火腿啦你烤个排骨啦这些东西都是非常受欢迎的。那呢像煎个饺子啦炸个春卷啦这些也很受欢迎。但是呢如果我们的花椒啦八角啦可能我们就需要稍微收敛一点。这些东西可能外国人比较不能够接受。那还有呢一些很辣的东西啦麻辣啦就尽量这次就避免一下那呢就是蔬菜水果呢我们就很喜欢镇江黑醋这个吃起来非常有味道可是呢这次要不要我们就改成苹果醋 可能就是接受度会比较好一点，这样。那如果说弟兄姊妹们关于这个菜单呢，有什么任何我们可以调动交通，然后呢，这个量呢能够稍微这个大一点啊。就是不要太杂，那我们尽量能够来符合这些西国弟兄姊妹啊，或者是朋友们的口味。
Amen。
希望我们这一次不仅我们属灵上有很好的操练，那我们在饭食上面也能够替他们摆上上好。
Amen. This is a reminder to all Chinese saints that do not use too Chinese specific and exalted ingredients. Amen.
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 There are two verses that help me to preach the gospel.
Amen.
And I want to give it to you. It helped me a lot. And because we live in these people who actually, a lot of Christians who live in darkness, right? Amen. And these two verses are, I love these two verses. 2 Corinthians 4:5 and 4:6. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord.
Amen.
And ourselves as your slave for Jesus' sake. This is what Paul is saying, right, to all of us. And he says in the 6, because the God who said, out of darkness, light shall shine.
Amen.
He's the one who shines in our hearts to illuminate. So it's the Lord who's going to preach us.
Amen.
Is the one who shine in our heart to illuminate the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's very encouraging.
Amen.
I always look at this because a lot of people, like I said, they believe in an objective God, and they still walking in darkness. So this really encourages to really preach the gospel.
Amen. 有两节经节非常的鼓励我，是哥林多后书4:5-6。因为我们不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，也传自己为耶稣的缘故做你们的奴仆。因为那说光要从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，为着光照人，使人认识那显在耶稣基督面上之神的荣耀。很多时候，当我们不相信一位主观的神的时候，当神对我们是客观的时候，我们乃是在黑暗的里面。我们传福音就是让这个光来光照人。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I still want to read a couple of items in the sermon list. I want to complete all the list so brother and sister can have an impression, right? Which service you can participate. Just be careful when I read. Okay. The first one, okay, you're praying for the speakers.
Amen.
You're praying for the testimony, the brother and sister for the testimony.
Amen.
Pray for this leading the hymn leading brothers.
Amen.
Pray for the usher services. Receptionist. Cleaning service. Children service. Food services. Preparation of the materials. Distributing gospel tracts. This is brother just mentioned invitation of gospel friends into the meeting. Another term is baptism. Remember that, right?
Amen.
Amen. And audio services.
音响的准备。
It's not easy, right? All gospel meeting is not easy. And the piano services.
钢琴的服饰。
And the last one is a prayer, in the concurrent prayer in the gospel meeting.
Amen. 最后一个就是在福音聚会当中不住的祷告。
Okay. If you don't speak English, if you even don't understand English, but you can still pray in that meeting.
Amen. 即便你不讲英文，甚至你听不懂英文，但是你仍旧可以为这样的聚集祷告。
Amen. Because our God understands all.
Amen. 因为我们的神知晓一切。
Amen.
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 Now ask two brothers to lead us with this week's morning revival verses.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we're on week 23.
我们现在进入到23周的执行证言。
Let's read the title together. The Angel of Jehovah for His People to Take Possession of the Promised Land.
Amen.
我们读一下这周的标题。
Yeah.
耶和华的使者引领他的百姓着应许之地。
Amen. So just to cover the scripture reading for this week, we'll go to day one, Exodus chapter 14, verse 19.
我们现在进入周一的经节，出埃及记14:19.
Exodus 14:19. And the angel of God who went
before the camp of Israel moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud moved before them and stood behind them.
出埃及记14:19。
在以色列营前行走的神的使者转到他们后面行走，灵柱也从他们前面转到他们后面立柱。
Amen. And also let's go to day 4, Revelation chapter 10 verse 11 and chapter 18 verse 1-2.
Excuse me, brother. For the ones who have the book, or it's on the, you go to the church in Piscataway and books, books, and it's the message 11.When you go to the internet and search in Piscataway.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 没有圣经的可以进入那个到那个church in Piscataway的网站，在那个第十一篇信息里可以看到这个材料。
Amen. Revelation 10:1. And I saw another strong angel coming down out of heaven, clothed with a cloud, and the rainbow was upon his head, and his face was like the sun.And his feet like pillars of fire.
启示录10:1。
我又看见一位大力的天使从天降下，披着云彩，头上有红，面面像日头，两脚像火柱。
Revelation 18:1-2.
I saw another angel coming out of heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illumined with his glory.And he cried with a strong voice, saying, Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great.
启示录18:1-2。
我看见另一位有大权柄的天使从天降下，地就因他的荣耀发光。他用强有力的声音喊着说，那巴比伦倾倒了，倾倒了。
Let's also flip to the following day. This is the last verse, Exodus 23:20.
I am now sending an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared.
我们进入到周五的经节，出埃及记23:20。
看到
看到我差遣使者在你面前，在路上保护你，领你到我所预备的地方去。
How about as a church, let's pray read this verse, Exodus 23:20.
Amen.
And feel free to release it in a corporate way, release it in English or in Chinese. We'll pray read this verse together.
Amen.
大家可以导读一下出埃及记的23:20。
Amen.
Amen.
看呐，看呐。
place which you have prepared.
Amen.
The place which you have prepared.
Amen.
The place which you have prepared.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for your preparation.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, what a wonderful message of this message number 23.
Amen.
Now in this title, brothers and sisters, I want to bring you into attention of two major points.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹,何等美妙的信息,请弟兄注意标题里的两点。
The first point is the angel of Jehovah.
第一点是耶和华的使者。
And the second point is the promised land.
第二点就是应许之地。
First of all, the angel of angels have been mentioned in many, many verses in the Bible. For example, in Exodus, this angel of Jehovah is mainly referred to Christ.
这个词,耶和华的使者,主要是指神的儿子基督。
And as a son of God, who was sent by God to serve his people from the situation of their suffering.
他乃是受神差遣来拯救他的百姓脱离使他们受苦的处境。
And as also mentioned in John 21 verse 1, this angel is serving as the servant.
在这个受差遣者也是差遣者。
Amen. Now in the third verse in Malachi, this angel is the angels of covenant. In Revelation, this is mentioned as another angel for the divine administration.
Amen. 在这个马拉基书的3章1节，基督乃是立约的使者。
So, brothers and sisters, the second point is that this is a promised land.
第二点乃是这个应许之地。
Praise the Lord that this is not only a promised land, but this is also a good land.
赞美主，这不仅仅是应许之地，也实在是一个美地。
The angel of Jehovah, which is typified by Christ, not only promised his suffering people, but he leads his suffering people to this good land.
这个神的基督就是这个耶和华的使者。 不仅仅是来给我们以应许，他也给我们带领，直到把我们带进应许之地。
As a matter of fact, this promised land, this good land, is also typified as a Christ, who is the all-inclusiveness for his people to be ushered into, to enter into, and enjoy as the good land.
实际上这个应许之地这个美地就是包罗万有的基督自己为着给神的百姓来进入并享受。
So brothers, in this message I want to bring in two things. The first thing is mentioned in Exodus chapter 23 verse 23, where the pagan tribes were signified as a different aspect of our natural life.
这里我想指出两点，首先呢，在这个美地上各种的这个外邦的族类，实际上乃是指明我们里面天然生命的各个方面。
In the eyes of God, those who lead according to our natural life are sinning continuously, whether this is a good natural life or this is an evil natural life, regardless, because this natural life frustrates us from entering into the all-inclusive Christ as the promised land. It's defeating us, it's distracting us to the enjoyment of this good land.
实际上在神的眼里，如果我们照着我们天然的性情来生活行动的话，那我们就是在持续不断的犯罪。不管我们的天然的性情是好的性情还是坏的性情， 因为这样的生活乃是阻挡我们完满的享受包罗万有的基督做我们的美地。
So brothers and sisters, we must see through the nature of this natural life, because behind them are the force of evil. Behind them are this evil who utilize and manipulate us, who are frustrating us from the full enjoyment of this positions of all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要对我们的天然的性情有天然的生命有正确的看见，在背后实际上有一个邪恶的势力来阻挠我们，阻挡我们，并且使我们从对基督完满的享受差出去。
And there's another application where this riches represent the spiritual water, the spiritual food, everything we need in order to enjoy this all-inclusive Christ.
这个在这个实际上主也给我们有丰富的预备，让我们完满的享受包罗万有的基督。
So in general, brothers and sisters, for this message, I want to bring this impression that there's no other place can be considered as the promised land. Every place outside is in the wilderness, is in the darkness, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹需要对这个信息里这个点有印象，那就是在美地的外面，就是旷野，就是黑暗的地方。
So, there's no other place to enjoy Christ other than the church life.
所以在教会生活以外，没有别的地方我们可以来享受基督。
That's the reason why, brothers and sisters, I'm going to switch topic to the past Northeast Fall Conference on the first message.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这里进入另外一个信息，就是在刚过的美东的华语特会的第一篇信息。
The title of this message, of this conference, brothers and sisters, I want to bring your attention, is Living a Practical Church Life According to God's Eternal Economy.
这个特会的题目就是照着神永远的经纶过实际的教会生活。
And the first message is about the vision, which is the recovery of God's economy.
这第一篇信息就是给我们看见一个意象，就是神经纶的恢复。
I'm fully aware of that you have been, you have heard of this topic for many, many times. But I still would like to present this vision to you.
弟兄姊妹可能已经对类似的信息听过很多次了，但是我仍然要向弟兄姊妹展示这个意象。
As mentioned, God's economy is actually His plan. And His plan is to dispense He Himself to His chosen, predestined, and redeemed person, just like you and me.
Amen.
Not only that, He, this all-processed Christ, would like to be what? Be your life.
Amen.
Be your life supply.
Amen.
Not only above and beyond that, to be everything for you.
Amen.
And by the end of the day, what His purpose is, to produce, constitute it, and build up the organic body of Christ and consummate it in New Jerusalem.
Amen. 神的经纶呢，就是他的计划，他的安排，要将他自己分赐到蒙他预定并蒙他救赎的百姓里面，就是你和我里面。要做什么呢？要做我们的生命，更要做我们的一切，最终使我们与他一模一样，终极完成于新耶路撒冷。
So in God's eyes, this is His economy. Now in our perspective, this is the recovery of such a vision. So in more specific term, the recovery is of a three major aspects. The first of all is to recover the body of Christ.
在神的一面呢，就是他永远的经纶。在我们这一面呢，我们需要有恢复，把这个意象能够恢复出来。那第一个恢复呢，就是恢复基督的身体。
I'm sorry, I read wrong. This is the second part of the recovery. The first part is to recover Christ as our center, as our life, life supply, and everything.
刚刚说的是第二个恢复啊，第一个恢复乃是恢复基督做我们的中心，这个做我们的生命，做我们的一切。
And the third part of the recovery is to recover the function of the members of the bodies of Christ.
那第三方面的恢复就是恢复基督身体每一位肢体的功用。
Brothers and sisters, I want to bring this vision down to application. I was very much impressed by this message because in many situations, when you serve, when you leave a church life, there are situations where you are up and there are situations where you are down. Would you fluctuate yourself, your spiritual life, with your circumstances or your situation. I hope this vision of his God's economy, this recovery of everything, the truth, will enter you, that regardless of the situation and the circumstances, you will continue to enjoy our Lord as your life your supply, and that's everything to build up the bodies of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 那在生活里面，我们怎么样来经历这个意象呢？我们的属灵的情形都会随着我们的环境有高低和起伏，但是我们需要把这个意象摆在我们的面前，就是我们不管在怎样的环境里面，我们都持续的享受神，享受基督，来做我们的生命和做我们的一切。
Amen. This morning I was touched by this excerpt verse 23:20. So I will send ahead of you an angel to guard you, the way to bring to you to the promised land. So from here, our goal is to enter into the promised land.
Amen. Amen.
早晨我被出埃及记23:20摸着，那里讲，看哪，我差遣使者在你前面，在路上保护你，领你到我所预备的地方去。所以我们的目的乃是要进入美地。
But the way is a tough way, because a lot of enemies in between. Because we have to fight in order to enter into the promised land. So, because he said, I will be the enemy of your enemies. Who oppose you, I will oppose him.
但是在从我们到美地的路上会遇到很多的仇敌，我们要与我们的仇敌征战。那耶和华神也说，我要做你仇敌的仇敌，反对你的我便要反对他。
Amen.
So in my real life, I really have a lot of difficulties from work, from family, from whatever. So, and also we ourselves can be our enemies.
Amen.
所以在我的生活中，我经历到我的生活，我的家庭，各个方面都成为我的仇敌，甚至我自己就是我的仇敌。
Amen.
And so I was feel very down in the past few weeks, but while for the weekend's meeting, I wasn't planning to go, but eventually say, I need the Lord, let's go to the meeting.
所以在已过的几周，我感觉下沉。那上一周的特会本来没有计划要去，但是到了那个时候，我有一个感觉说，我要去享受基督。
The way is not a way you go it individually. It's a corporate way. You have to be with the God's army, with God's people. If you, even though you are very strong, if you do it yourself, you die. You die on the way because God's blessing, God leads you in a group of people, in His army. So if we want to be protected, we have to come to the meeting. We have to go to the body of Christ.
Amen.
所以我们走这条路的时候，不是单独的，乃是团体的。即便你是一个强健的个体，但如果你单独的去走这条路，你最终也会失败。因为神的祝福和神的保护乃是对于他团体的子民。所以当我们需要神的保护的时候，我们就要留在这个团体的人里面。
Amen.
So if you feel weak, you have to come. You better off come to the meeting.
Amen.
Come to the body.
Amen.
The body is not only a few brothers, it's everybody. Sometimes a small brother, maybe a small sister help you. You know, you don't know. You just come to the body. The riches of the body maybe flow from any of the members.
Amen.
They're flowing to you.
Amen.
And strengthen you. Make you up high again.
Amen. Amen.
所以当你软弱的时候，你最好来到身体的里面。但基督的身体不是只是个别的弟兄姊妹，乃是我们所有的弟兄姊妹聚集在一起。有的时候，甚至从一个很年幼的弟兄姊妹那里，你也能够得到基督的供应。
Amen.
So I hope we all enter into. I believe we all will enter into the promised land.
Amen.
We are not the person who die in the wilderness.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
所以我相信，我们至终都会进入到美地。
Amen.
Amen.
已过了这个礼拜，我们弟兄姊妹都参加过休息特会，不晓得是不是有些弟兄姊妹没有去，那我们不晓得弟兄姊妹没有去的原因在哪里呢？那我想有很多的事情，那但是我们今天刚刚看到弟兄跟我们交通的这个神经轮的意象， 这个神经的意象不是只是让我们知道，它这个意象是让我们支配我们的生活，使我们呢、啊、能够啊受这个意象的控制，我们就不愿意成为放肆的人。所以啊、我不知道我要先交通完还是让你去翻译吧。
交通一段，他会帮你翻。
好，
明白 ，summarize。
OK， 他 summarize。OK， 所以我们啊、今天讲到啊、其中的一篇叫做"包罗万有，基督无上的宝贝"。所以什么叫无上的宝贝呢？这个宝贝我们都知道，但是这个宝贝啊，是根据每个人的认识也不一样。一个小孩他认为糖果也许啊跟一个钻石摆在，他认为这个糖果是宝贝。所以我们必须要认识啊基督的宝贝，才知道我们啊如何过我们的生活，不至于成为一个放肆的人，不知道怎么过我们的生活。那在这里啊提到了啊一些点，我想啊先跟弟兄姊妹啊先念一遍啊过一遍。然后啊、我们再、有一些交通。
Amen. So, the message is about the supreme preciousness of Christ. But we have to know, according to our evaluation, for example, children think that the candies are the most precious things on the earth. So our eyes must be open to see how Christ is precious to us.
Amen. Okay.我们其实这一篇呢、啊，其实很多的内容，很多的点。那陈弟兄在交通的时候啊，就是对啊问这个写啊这篇信息的弟兄问说，这么多的内容，我要交通啊什么东西呢？那 A 的弟兄就跟他说啊，其实只要交通啊第一大点里面的第一中点的啊里面的十个小点啊，就只要我们能够啊知道这几个小点这一篇信息的内容，我们大概就知道啊、重点在哪里了。那我跟弟兄姊妹啊念啊稍微过一遍。那、第一大点是说，在基督里的信徒该有价值观的改变。所以意思是说啊，弟兄姊妹，我们在得救以前跟得救以后，我们应该有个价值观的改变。意思就是我们应该啊，对于以前所估价认为宝贝的啊，不要啊认为那么宝贝。以前所认为啊不宝贝的，我们该要宝贝了。就好像基督啊，在啊犹太人眼中是啊匠人所弃的石头，但是呢，在神的眼中成为啊方角的头块石头。所以你看，神对啊基督的估价跟啊这些啊犹太人对基督的估价是不一样的。那我们对基督的估价是如何呢？啊，我们再看看这啊这些问题啊。关于对于主耶稣的估价，我们刚刚知道神啊已经立啊基督啊耶稣为主为基督了。那我们对主是怎么的估价呢？我们愿意主在我们心中居首位，我们愿意啊他是我们的中心，是我们的内容，所以我们必须对主耶稣有一个啊正确的估价。然后呢，还有对于十字架的啊估价是怎么呢？
明
白。所以。
Amen. So the most important aspect of the message is that we should have a change of our value. So there are 10 points of 10 items of our value. The first item is the valuation of our Lord Jesus. The second is our valuation of the word of the cross.
Amen. 对这个啊十字架的估价，我们是说怎么说呢？在林前一章十八节说，因为十字架的话，对那正在灭亡的人为愚拙，对我们正在得救的人却为神的大能。所以弟兄姊妹要看见啊，神立的这个十字架作为一个啊让我们得救的大能。所以我们在我们生活中，我们愿意经不愿意经历十字架的大能呢？让我们这个人被消杀呢？所以啊，弟兄姊妹啊，我们啊就可以。看到这个神对十字架的估价是怎么样，我们就知道我们啊是怎么样对待十字架。再来呢，第三点是对于神的国和神的义与人日用品日用所需之间的估价。我们都知道我们要先求神的国、神的义啊，但是我们现在的人总是先求啊我们自己的啊日用的需要，却忽略了啊神的国、神的义。所以弟兄姊妹，如果在这个两个之间有个正确的估价，你就知道啊我们啊，神所需要的神都我们所需要的神都知道，神会将我们所需要的给我们，只要我们献出他的神、他的国和他的义。
Amen. So the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us it is the power of God. That was the second item, and then the third item, the valuation between our daily necessities and God's kingdom and God's righteousness.
然后我们讲第四点是对于主耶稣与他亲人之间的估价。那啊，主耶稣怎么说呢？爱父母过于爱我的配不过我，爱儿女过于爱我的配不过我。 所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们都爱我们的亲人，尤其爱我们的父母，爱我们的儿女。但主耶稣在这里，如果啊摆出了一个选择，你是在主耶稣之间跟你的父母之间，如果需要做一个选择的时候，你是选谁呢？啊，所以弟兄姊妹可以问问看，我们是不是把基督摆在第一位，能够选择这位啊基督呢？
The fourth item is the valuation between the Lord Jesus and our relatives. So we should not love anyone, including our relatives, more than we love the Lord Jesus.
第五点是对于人的魂与世界之间的估价。那所谓人的魂，啊，我们知道人啊，就是我们的生命是很重要的。但是主耶稣怎么说呢？啊，人若赚到了全世界，却赔上自己的魂生命，又有什么益处呢？所以我们要知道啊。哪个东西啊？哪个东西重要了？那有一次，魔鬼把这个主耶稣带到山上，啊，只给他看说，这天上的万国和万国的荣耀啊，我都可以赐给你，只要你拜我。那你想想看，主耶稣怎么回答啊？这个撒旦的啊，用这个荣耀来引诱他呢？他说：“当拜主你的神。”那我们啊，在这个世界上。撒旦也没有把这个万国和万国荣耀给我们看，他只不过啊给我们啊一年几个啊几万块的薪水，也许就把我们这个人给买去了。所以弟兄姊妹，你看我们的价值还比不上主耶稣的价值，但是呢，我们如果把这个神的这个目标，神所要的跟这世界比一下，你看看谁重要呢？我相信弟兄姊妹应该都是聪明的人啊，都应该啊很知道怎么选择。啊，在聚会中，白弟兄也叫有姊妹在有姊妹们有六岁以下小孩子的在聚会中请站起来啊。他意思是说啊，他这些姊妹们呐、啊，他不会因为啊小孩子小啊就留在家里不来聚会。所以弟兄姊妹，你看啊是在很多的事情中间，我们可以做一个选择，我们是选择我们所重视的家庭啊事业呢、啊。还是呢，主耶稣还是神的心意呢？
Amen. Amen. The fifth item is the valuation between man's soul and the whole world. So Satan offered the whole world to the Lord Jesus to gain his worship. But nowadays, we should not be cheated by Satan only by a little amount of our salary, and we should offer our worship to God.
Amen.
第六点讲到关于身体罪的严重及其结局之间的估价。那当然，这经简是怎么说呢？若是你的手或你的脚半点里，就把它砍下来扔掉，你残废或瘸腿进入生命，你有两手两脚被扔在永火里更好。
Amen.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就要知道啊，我们呢、啊、不要认为犯罪是一件小事啊。如果因着这个某一件原因让你常常活在罪中，最好把那个习惯啊，把那个想法、那个行为啊。
Amen. 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 The sixth item is the valuation between our body and the serious result of sin. So we should not tolerate any amount of sin, even at the expense of sacrificing parts of our body. We should treat the matter of sin seriously.
Amen.
Amen.
然后对于宗教阶级地位及主奴仆并彼此做奴仆之间的估价这一点主耶稣是怎么说啊？那个你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大权超权管辖他们，但你们中间不是这样，反倒你们中间无论谁想要为大，就可以做你们的仆役。所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道在教会生活当中啊，很多弟兄姊妹好像在做奴役奴仆中间在服侍神，在服侍弟兄姊妹不是因着他们想要一个 title， 想要一个地位，乃是愿意啊。
The seventh item is the valuation between the position in the religious hierarchy and being a servant for the Lord and for each other. So a lot of the serving ones here are really serving us as servants.
第八点，对基督为义的珍宝与属地珍宝之间的估价。所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道地上有很多的珍宝，我们也许很喜欢。不单单也许是财宝，也许是自己的工作，也许自己的小孩，但是你要知道基督是义的珍宝。我们如果能够看清这一点，我们就很多事情的 priority， 我们就知道如何来选择了。
The eighth item is the valuation between the righteous treasure of Christ and the earthly treasures.
第九点，对于罪的享受也看不见赏赐之间的互相。当然，我们刚提过了，所以我们要知道啊，这个罪的享受就讲到啊，这个摩西啊不愿意啊成为法老的儿子啊，有罪的短暂的享受，乃愿意啊与啊神的百姓一同受苦害。
The ninth item is the valuation between the enjoyment in sin and the invisible price.
对于基督的认识与万事之间的估价，那我们就知道啊，这个是保罗的一个见证。他因为万事因着基督把万事当作亏损了，为了要赢得这位至宝，就是无上的宝贝。就说这至宝，我一直在想说为什么要用这个词？那为什么在这方面写无上的宝贝？意思是这个宝贝没有比这个更宝贝了。就像这个保罗，他有这个相当于最高的知识，有最好的身份，那但是他把这些都看作是亏损，意思是说因着这些让他没有办法来享受这个包罗万能的基督，那所以他把这些事情好像当作很难听的一个词叫当作粪土所以弟兄姊妹，我们要知道我们所宝贝的是什么东西，我们要看能够有一个清楚的认识，有一个神的眼光。所以弟兄姊妹今天能够坐在这里，不单单是因为我相信不是因为一个宗教的义务还是因为我们能够宝贝这位这个至宝的基督。那我们知道弟兄姊妹有很多的，我们小白的时候也读到这个不义的管家，就是有关于钱财的管理。所以弟兄姊妹，我们如果知道我们一切所给的所有都是神所给的，那我们就知道如何来管理神所给我们的，成为一个忠心的管家。想到说这钱财，弟兄姊妹觉得说这钱财怎么是不义的钱财呢？想到也是我辛苦工作所赚来的，但是如果我们不知道如何来使用我们的钱财，不知道如何使用我们的财产，相当于在神的眼光来讲你就是不忠信的管家，就是不义的管家。所以如果就像今天召会各种的需要，有厨房整件的需要有这个福音传扬福音的需要，我们愿不愿意把时间拿出来，我们愿不愿意看作这个东西比我们自己很多的事情更宝贝呢？我们的房子是更重要呢，是自己的家更重要呢，还是神的家重要呢？是我们家只为我们自己使用呢，还是能够为神的家来使用呢？所以弟兄姊妹愿意神开我们的眼睛，让我们知道如何来为着这个永远的价值来利用我们目前所有的。
Amen. The tenth item is the valuation between the knowledge of Christ and all things. Paul is a great example in which he treated all things as loss, as refuse, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. So the same principle applies to our daily life. In order to be a faithful steward of the Lord, we should have a proper evaluation between our time, right, our earthly treasures, and say preaching the gospel and consecration to the church.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. The third part, it will be four-dimensional church life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The messages were real rich. I had a feeling every time when we have this kind of gathering, it is just like Lord bringing his disciples to the mountains, right? To see the vision. But then not just live in the vision, but the Lord also show us how to live a practical church life.
Amen.
每一次这样的特会我都感觉好像主将他的门徒带到山上一样，在山上向他的门徒启示这些异象。但这样的聚集不仅是为着叫我们看见异象，更是为着叫我们实行实际的召会生活。
Amen. During the conference, there was a message that was touched me very much. Was regarding, the realm of the consummated spirit, the life-giving spirit.
在特会中有一篇信息是讲到这个终极完成的纳灵。
我们需要活在纳灵的这个范围。
Oh,
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. But just talking about the realm of the spirit, it sounds kind of abstract, right?
只是当我们只讲到这个纳灵的范围的时候，我们觉得抽象。But
saints, today we have a practical church life.
Amen.
In the church life, all these kind of the visions will become a reality. Brothers has shown us, I mean, actually the last message was about this kind of church life. You know, unfortunately, during the past 2,000 years, you know, the overall, the Christendom has really taken a downturn, you know, because the functions of the normal members of the church has been annihilated. You know, in the church, there is layers, right? There's a clergy and a laity.
在教会中甚至产生了圣品阶级和平信徒阶级。
But praise the Lord, throughout the years, there is another flow, there is another divine stream, that is to recover the functions of the members of the body. I really appreciate all the messages that were given throughout the years by the brothers, you know, through the ministry. You know, you have seen all kinds of church life that is meant to restore the function, to recover the functions of the members of the body.
Amen.
Brothers use many terms so to help us understand what, you know, what we are actually what kind of life that we should be living. So this time the brothers actually following the messages that was given during the August New Jersey training. So the title about this kind of church life is called Four Dimensional Church Life. Okay, sounds like this is a new term. What are the four dimensions? X, Y, Z plus T? First dimension is, you know, in the Lord's recovery, in order to recover the functions of the body, members of the body, brothers have led us through this God's ordained way, right? So there are four letters that are very, actually four words that are to summarize this God's ordained way, which is to...
所以这第一位就是神所命定的路，那也就是用四个词来总结，就是生、养、教和建。Amen.
It is about to beginning, right? To nourishing, right? Teaching, perfecting, and then building up, right? And this is also in the framework of gospel. Right, gospel is, you know, all members can function in gospel, not just the gospel meeting, including inviting, like this upcoming gospel meeting, right? All saints can function. This is the gospel part, and then there is a whole meeting, right? So this is about when somebody gets saved, they may not be having a habit to come to the church meeting yet, but we need to go reach out, go to their homes, right, to nourish them. You know, to impart the Lord into them, right? So this is about the home, and there is also a matter of small group. In this way, all saints can come together in this kind of setting that we, you know, all the saints can function in this kind of meeting, right? And then lastly is the district, right? So we have these district meetings where the saints can prophesy, you know, to prophesy to build up his church.
所以这样的实行也是在一个福家排区的架构里 那么福就是指我们要出去传福音，家是指着我们要到新人的家中开展家聚会来喂养他们，接下来我们就把他带到小排中，在小排中一起有教导，最后借着区的功能使教会中的每一个肢体都能够伸延并建造教会。
So among all these items, right, everyone can function, right? There's no somebody that needs a special status or special training. But, I mean, whoever just got saved, we can actually go out and preach gospel, right? We can actually bring them to our meetings, right? So everyone can function.
Amen. 所以这样的实行把所有人都带进到进公用的里面。没有人在这样的教会生活的实行中是特殊是特别的。甚至一个刚刚得救的信徒也可以出去传扬福音。
Amen. The second dimension is, now we're doing this, right? But then we need to perfect someone.We need to bring some young ones, right? Together, we, live this kind of church life.
所以第二维就是不仅我们自己要在这样福家排序的架构里实行生养教诫，并且我们要为着成全人的目的，带一位新人同样进入到这样的操练中。
I speak especially to the saints who have served in the church faithfully for many years. I wouldn't say myself as, including myself, but I wouldn't use the word faithfully. I mean, I know that myself has been serving the church, but it's, the word is also for me. I think all of us need to change our concept. Whenever we serve, we should have this kind of concept that we not only we serve according to, you know, to whatever the burden that the Lord gave us, but we need to perfect some new ones.
Amen.
I really urge that every servant one, we need to pray before the Lord. That we need to, in this year, I need to, Lord, give me one saint, right? Give me one saint that he can, you know, or he or she can serve together with me, right? That they can be perfected. Otherwise, the church has no future, right?
Amen. 所以这样的负担特别是为着在教会中忠信服侍长时间的弟兄们，我们在我们的服侍中甚至需要转一个观念，不仅仅是我们自己要照着主所给我们的负担和托付去这样的实行，我们更是要成全出一个人来。所以我在主面前有一个特别的祷告，主求你今年赐给我一位圣徒，叫我能够带着他进入这样的服侍，进入到这样的操练中，能够把他成全出来。
Amen. And the third dimension is, withoutThe Spirit, we can do nothing, right?
Amen.
The Lord has already shown us, if we don't live, you know, if we're not on the vine, we're just going to be cut off, right? We will not have any life supply.
所以第三个维度就是说，如果我们没有圣灵的充满，我们就什么也不能做。主的话讲得很明确，我们若不在不连于葡萄树，我们就要从这个树上被砍去。
Amen. So this actually, many saints have also.Gave testimonies during the meeting that how much they enjoyed, let's say, the morning revival, right? That, you know, the first, you know, first thing in the morning, that they enter into this kind of practice with their companions, right? They enjoy the Lord together. You know, start, you know, the day with the Lord. So the whole day, you know, will be, they can live an overcoming life. So...Saints, we really need to enter into this kind of practice.
Amen. Amen.
所以在特会上有许多圣徒做见证，见证他们一天如何在灵中生活，见证他们如何与他们的同伴享受晨兴，并过一个日日得胜的生活。
Amen.
我们需要进入到这样的操练。
Amen. So saints, we really need to enter the burden of prayer.
Amen.
I think the brother will share more about, you know, getting together and pray. Pray for ourselves, pray for the saints.Pray for God's economy.
Amen.
我们也特别的需要进入到祷告的操练中，需要为着我们自己祷告，为着圣徒祷告，并为着教会祷告。
Amen.
So with all of those, we can, you know, be able to do it consistently, which is the last dimension. This is the time, right?
Amen.
所以借着这一切的实行，我们就能够坚定持续。这也就是第四个维度，时间这个维度。
I also have some burden with many younger saints.You may ask, how do you define young? If you think you're young, you're young.
所以我也有特别的有负担，有一些话想对年轻的圣徒们说。
It's actually not my burden. This is actually the burden that was from the brothers throughout many years. This is for the young ones to really pick up, be proactive, to give themselves, you know, into the church life.
这样的负担是借着长时间以来弟兄们一直所释放的。就是盼望年轻的圣徒能够将自己献于教会。
The young ones are, you know, I think in your youth, you're full of energy, right? But our energy, we need to be used by the Lord, right? We need to be proactive in all the aspects of church life, you know. Whether in the meeting, we need to proactively function. We need to, pray, right? We need to prophesy.And then, or even in our living, we need to be able to, you know, come up with you know, all kinds of ideas, I would say, right? To be able to blend with saints, right? To nourish each other, to preach gospel together. Sorry, my time is up, but I'll let brothers continue sharing.
Finish your thought.
No, I think I'm pretty much finished, yeah.
在我们青年的时候，我们都是充满了能量的，但这样的能量需要被主所用。所以青年人，我们要在聚会中积极主动的进攻用，在祷告上，在香条上，在一切的聚集上，我们都要献上自己，并且积极的进攻用。
Amen. I have to apologize. Every time we get together.As a corporate, and then serving brothers try to put too many things together. So please, but next two fellowships are very important, so please, just, I will take just 5 minutes, okay? Just 5 minutes, original is 10, I cut in half. But please pay attention, but this next fellowship is very, very important.
每次集中聚会都实在是有太多的交通，但请弟兄姊妹实在留意，因为要来的两个交通是非常的重要。
So in order for the time, so I'm going to speak in Chinese, and then he will translate to English, so that we can probably save some time. So please catch up with me.
Amen. 弟兄会用中文，然后我会翻成英文。
Amen. 下面的负担是关于祷告。
The burden is about prayer.
到底今天在召会中，我们最重要的负担是什么？
What on earth is the most important burden in the church?
那在聚会中，特别在这个礼拜的祷告聚会里面，白弟兄特别有一个交通，我们觉得这个感觉是非常好的，就是我们需要是一个祷告的人。
But by fellowship with us, during the prayer meeting,
我们可以在这个保罗的这个榜样中看见，他实在是为了圣徒有许多许多的祷告。
We can learn that Apostle Paul prayed much about the saints.
我们把他那个两个大的祷告，为着召会求启示的祷告，为着这个教会求经历的祷告，不算的话，有很多很多处的经节告诉我们，他是一个祷告的人。
Amen.
He had the prayer for the church regarding revelation, and the prayer for the church regarding experience, and many many prayers beside that.
他特别还提到说，他在这里是竭力的奋斗。
Amen.
Especially, he said he struggled.
为什么是竭力的奋斗呢
？Why does he have to struggle？
好像他在这里有很多的服事，但是他在这里竭力奋斗一件事，就是为着圣徒们有祷告。
He struggled greatly because he wanted to have prayers for the saints.
他说我在祷告中提到你们，常常的为你们感谢神。他在这里说我在这里求你们对神有一个完全的认识。他在这里求我们对主有那个认识是达到神标准的。
He thanked the Lord on behalf of all the saints, and that he prayed that the saints can have full knowledge.
他要祷告到一个地步说，说他希望能够把人成熟的献上给神。
He prayed in the extent that he should offer all the saints mature, full grown in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们盼望我们全召会。都是弟兄姊妹都能够起来祷告。
I hope that every saint in the church can rise up and pray.
每一件的服事开始都应该开始于祷告。
Every service should start with prayer.
每一个负担都应该开始于祷告。
And every burden should begin with a prayer.
那我就问了，谁应该祷告
？So I'll ask who should pray.
或者我这样问好了，谁不应该祷告
？Or I should ask who shouldn't pray.
我们每一个人都需要祷告。
Every one of us should pray.
而且这不单单是个人的祷告。
Not just to pray individually.
我们盼望弟兄姊妹，我们是有一个团体的祷告。
I hope that we can have a corporate prayer.
我们在皮斯凯里有很多很多的小牌，弟兄姊妹，在小牌的服侍弟兄们，我想问你们一件事情，你不要告诉我，我问你，你们为着这个小牌服侍的弟兄们，有没有和在一起有祷告？
I should ask the serving brothers in the small groups. For all the serving brothers, do you have a time to come together and pray?
其实以小牌聚会来讲，小牌来讲，最重要的还是姊妹，同不同意啊？同意。那我就问了，姊妹们，为着你这小牌，我们有没有在一起有祷告？
So the sisters are the most important for small groups. So I'll ask the sisters, do you come together and pray?
我们在这里有很多很多的小组，服侍的小组。我就问了弟兄姊妹，在这些小组里面，我们有没有来在一起有祷告？
There are many serving groups here. Do we come together and pray?
主耶稣啊，
Amen.
我们真是需要恢复我们在主面前祷告的情形。
Amen.
Oh Lord, we need to recover our prayer in front of the Lord.
弟兄说，没有定时的祷告就是没有祷告。
Brother Lee said, if you don't have a prayer at a set time, then you don't have a prayer.
是什么意思呢？就是说我们的祷告不是等到有负担了再祷告，而是说我们把时间定下来，我们把地点定下来，我们把对象一起祷告的人定下来，我们就在这里好好的有祷告。
It doesn't mean that we wait for the burden to pray. It means that we set a time, we set a person who we pray with, and then we just pray.
那我再问呢，我们祷告什么？
And now I ask, what do we pray about?
我们需要为我们的工作祷告，当然我们需要为我们的健康祷告，我们需要为很多弟兄姊妹他们的 visa 祷告，我们要为很多这个现在很多高中生现在在升级学校为他们祷告，有太多太多的事情需要祷告。但是很重要的一件事情，弟兄姊妹，我们需要为我们所服侍的人，我们所关心的人祷告。
Amen. Of course, we pray about many matters, any practical matters such as our work and our health. But the most important thing is we pray about people.
我们把他们带到主人面前，但是他们的需要主会知道。
We bring them in our prayers to the Lord.
但是他们在主面前的光景如何，我们需要把他们背负到神的面前。
We should even carry them to the Lord.
你的小牌有十个人。
There are 10 people in your small group.
你一个礼拜至少要祷告，为他们把他们背到神的面前，说主啊，这个弟兄的情形，主啊，那个姊妹的情形，主啊，我把他们交在你的手里。
Every week you should carry them, saying, "Oh Lord, this brother, this sister, I give them to you."
弟兄姊妹，好不好？我们啊，接受这样的一个负担，接受这样一个托付，我们都做一个祷告的人。
Amen. Brothers and sisters, can we all receive such a burden to be a man of prayer?
你不要怕说，哎呀，我祷告什么呢？我告诉你，你只要开始祷告，我保证你，你的话在主面前那个需要是会，哎呀，会倾倒下来的。
Don't be afraid to say, what do I pray about?
如果你祷告没有话，你来找我。
If you run out of items to pray, come to me.
有太多的是主盼望。我们是一个祷告的人。
The Lord really wants us to be a man of prayer.
为着我们自己祷告，为着小牌祷告，为着区的往前祷告，为着整个教会有祷告。
Praying about ourselves, the small group, the districts, and the whole church.
我的时间没有了，弟兄姊妹，我再说好不好？我们啊，都接受这个负担。
At the end, I would say, shall we all receive this burden?
两个请求，第一，我们主动找小牌一同服侍，一同配搭的弟兄们，一同的祷告，找一同配搭的姊妹们有祷告，也不一定说你说我不是服侍者，我是不是就可以不祷告了？不，更需要你的祷告。所以盼望我们都主动能够，不单单是我们自己祷告，我们也能够有这个祷告的小组。这其实我们在这一两年前，我们都有这样的操练，能够 reach out， 能够找出一个时间来，定好时间说，哎，主红弟兄啊，好不好？我们啊。礼拜四中午我们祷告好不好？
Amen. Firstly, we should take the initiative to reach out to our companions and set a time to pray together.
你要主动的 reach out.
You should take the initiative to reach out.
啊，看了，哎呀，这个子康弟兄平常笑笑笑笑的，找他祷告他会答应吗？哎，他点头了，他说他会答应。弟兄姊妹，我们需要主动。那么当你接到这样的一个要求或者邀请的时候，我们的反应是什么？
Amen.
Amen.
So you should be initiated, and you should, when you receive an invitation, you should say Amen. 好不好？这个包括 young people. This includes young people. Right? 你们问的这个每一个月的这个你们的young people meeting 有祷告很好，他们有 conference call 很好，这个要继续下去。我们啊，能够有一个时间分别出来，是为着主在地上的权益。
Hey,
we have a regular prayer every month to pray about their meeting.
Very good.
在我们周围，我们所关心的弟兄姊妹。
We should pray for all the brothers and sisters around us.
好吧，弟兄姊妹，我们在这件事上盼望我们多做一个忠心的人。
Amen.
Saints, let's all be faithful in this matter. 在这件事上，我们愿意做一个祷告的人。
In this matter, we should be a man of prayer.
Indeed, we need to apologize to all the saints.
实在的
We're taking up so much of your time.
实在的很抱歉弟兄姊妹我们占用太多的时间
So I will make myself very short.
所以我就用很短的时间
Saints, every time when we have a corporate gathering or you attend a conference or you attend any training, there's always begin with vision.
弟兄姊妹，每一次你来到特会或者是交通里面，首先我们都要从意向开始。
Why is vision so important?
为什么一个意向如此重要
？Because God leads His people by vision.
因为神是用意向来带领他的百姓。
This morning you have heard so many sharing and burden and fellowship.
今天早上你们听到很多的交通分享和这个负担。
What is the vision you've got?
但是你得到了一个怎样的意向呢
？I would like to repeat.
我要再说。
The vision is God's economy.
这个意向就是神的经纶。
And what is God's economy?
神的经纶是什么呢
？God's economy, He would like to work Himself into us.
就是把他自己做到我们的里面。
I want you to memorize this in your heart and the rest of your life.
希望你们把这个牢牢地记在你们的心里，一直，这个，会有在我们一生里面都要记住这个意象。
When you have this in your heart, then when you are having the church life, everything you participate in is for the God's economy.
当你把这个意象摆在心里的时候，你在教会里面的每一项服事都是为着神的经纶。
We are not here merely to practice outwardly.
我们不是仅仅在这里的这个有一种的
外面的
事
情。We are here by practicing the our practices so that God can accomplish His God's economy.
我们有外面的行动是为了神能够完成他的经纶。
So that He may work Himself into us.
让他将自己能够分赐到我们的里面。
When you're sitting here, when you're breaking the bread, when you're serving the meal, when you participate in getting nourishing.Perfecting and building.
Amen. 不管你坐在这里是有份于饼杯的服事，是饭食的服事，还是说你有份于生养教诫的服事。
Even prayer.
甚至在祷告的里面。
Not for you to pray for things.
不仅仅是让你为了事情来祷告。
God doesn't care for that.
神不是关心这个。
He cares you and me.
但他关心的是你和我。
While we are praying, do we touch him?
当我们祷告的时候，我们有没有来接触他
？Does he work himself into our being？
他有没有把他做到我们的所
需 ？Oh, you just merely pray for things。
而是你仅仅是为了事物
，pray for person，
来为人来祷告
，and even pray for the economy。
甚至当你为他经纶来祷告的时候
，he doesn't want that。
那不仅仅是要这个。
I hope today this vision will revolutionize you and me。
像今天的这个意象，实在是能给我们有一个翻转。
He would like to work himself into us.
神要把他自己做到我们的里面。
So all the things happen to us.
所以我发生在我们身上的一切的事情。
It's for this purpose.
就是为了这个目的。
And may the Lord bless us.
愿主祝福我们。
While we are still on the earth.
当我们还在这个地上的时候。
In our time.
在我们的时间里面。
We will redeem our time.
我们要赎回我们的光阴。
Redeem our time to grasp.The opportunity.
赎回光阴就是要抓住机会。
Let God work Himself into us.
让神把他自己做到我们的里面。
So next time,
下一次
，when you participate in the church life activity,
当你在教会生活活动里面有份的时候
，for what purpose?
这目的是什么
？God's economy.
目的就是神的经纶。
He will work Himself into us.
他把他自己做到我们的里面。
May the Lord bless us.
愿主祝福我们。
Amen. Amen. Oh.
Oh, thank you for speaking this morning.
Amen.
Oh, we see the vision of your economy.
Amen.
Oh, in all the outward activities that we participate.
Amen.
Oh, we just want to open to you.
Amen.
Oh, and look away unto Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, so that you can have the opportunity to work yourself into us.
Amen. Make us an open vessel, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
So you yourself can work into our being.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for ourselves and pray for the saints.
Amen.
Pray for the church.
Amen.
We'll be open to your economy.
Vision control.
Amen.
Your heart desires to work yourself into us.
Amen.
Oh, no matter what we do,
amen.
Even we are praying,
amen.
Church life,
amen.
Gospel preaching.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, oh, we have this vision control.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, we have over 200 copies of this invitation. So do take some with you. Even right after the lunch, you can, when you go shopping, go anywhere, just give some. Okay, everyone, at least take a couple with you. Thank you.